This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, January 18th. God's word for you today is fortified. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. And it says, "Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. The enemy without is not as strong as the enemy within. Back in the day, one of the ways fortified cities were penetrated was with a Trojan horse. See inserted image. The Trojan horse was a magnificent work of art made mostly from wood. It looked like a gift, but its hollow middle housed warriors. So, when received by the fortified city, in the middle of the night, the warriors come out, let their people into the city, and they take the city from within. This is very similar to how some computer viruses work, hence their name, Trojan. The virus presents like data, but when engaged, it can destabilize the computer from within. Therefore, you need to guard your mind, guard your eyes, and guard your ears. There are certain things you must stop yourself from hearing because once you hear it, you do not have control over it. The only control you have exists when it is outside. Once it enters your ears, your battle increases. And to get it out, you have to fight harder. There are things you should not be watching or listening to. They plant destructive patterns in your mind. I cannot overemphasize this enough. If we can guard our gates, the gate of our lives, we would have secured our destinies. Again, the enemy without is not as strong as the enemy within. Many of us need to flush our minds, flush our systems, and get rid of everything that is negative and evil. I pray that as you erect your strongholds, they will be strong and you will find security in them in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are built for strength and security. Strongholds have to be situated in strategic locations that offer advantages for defense and combat. Remember the example of the city of David. The city of David was so strategically located that even though the city itself was elevated, there were also mountains around it. So attackers must climb up and down those mountains before they can even attack the fortified city. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, you must strategically locate your strongholds. The book of Jeremiah highlights the power of words. You program your mind and destiny with your mouth. You demolish strongholds in your mind with your mouth. You use your mouth to tear down strongholds in Jesus' name. You have mighty power in God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I tear down every negative stronghold in my mind. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.